Here's everything you need to know for this Aloha Tuesday. It's KHON To Go. With KHON 2 weather, Chevy Chevalier.
6:53 on this terrific Tuesday, the wet and wild west of Wahoo Camp. Partly cloudy. Looks kind of a little hazy out there. Some low-level cumulus clouds, some mid-level clouds there, and some maybe some high cirrus clouds there in the background. Zephyr Kim looks kind of murky. Okay, let's go switch to the tropical tracker. We are now on Dora, and I think we'll soon have Eugene. The good news is Eugene looks like it might take a turn to the north. All right, here are your sea surface temperatures. Now, I keep saying this, 80 degrees. That's the kind of dividing line. I mean, the warmer, the better for tropical cyclones. But a couple weeks ago, we were, see how it's creeping to the north. So we're slowly eroding this cooler water, like, safety zone. But I think that Tropical Storm Dora kind of knows, seems like it knows where the warmer waters are. 60 mile per hour winds right now is quickly going to become a Category 1, a 2, and a major hurricane. Rapid intensification, once again, some blame this on climate change. The warmer waters, notice how it stays kind of in the warm waters above 80 all the way through, maintaining major hurricane status through Saturday, early Saturday morning. This is Sunday morning at 2 a.m. That is the end of the forecast cone, and the models are showing that it'll track to the south of us. That's the current. I mean, this is still 9 days away, folks, but just be ready, because not only do we have Dora, this is a future radar. It's kind of a small storm, too, a relative quick mover. We're going to have Eugene, and then long-range monitors are showing a few more there. So looks like it'll cross into the Central Pacific, Dora, on Sunday. This looks probably like tropical storm status passing to our south, probably getting some swell, some higher winds out of it right now. That's the current situation. But what I'll say is that the track for Calvin, the models agreed a lot better than they're agreeing for this one. So we just have to be ready. Always be ready. We've got a couple of windward showers here for Oahu, a couple of those on the leeward side as well. So be prepared for a few wet roads here and there as we go through the week. Same forecast, looking like I might get a few winds. Now, I did put Dora, big question mark here, Wednesday. I did put a little bump in the winds there. But right now, it is too early to say what kind of impacts we'll get from it. The worst case would be if it stays on the warmer waters and then takes a turn to the northwest. But, of course, keep you updated here at all times. All right, that's your weather. How about your surf situation? Good morning, Betty.
Hey, Chevy. Good morning. Well, we've got a nice little south swell that came in yesterday out of the southwest Tasman Sea storm. It's 2 to 3 at Diamond Head and Ala Moana, even some bigger sets coming through. And good morning conditions with super light winds right now. Those trades will kick in later, 10 to 25 plus, and make for choppy conditions on the east side. Right now, Makapu'u's checking in 1 to 3. Sandy Beach around the corner, 2 to 3 feet, picking up that southwesterly swell. Waikiki 1 to 2 with some pluses there and some fun conditions. And the North Shore is, boy, it is flat to inches still on the North Shore. And when that high tide comes up, it pretty much washes everything out. Makaha checking in with that southwest swell 1 to 3. So, yeah, we're expecting some coastal flooding today due to those king tides later on in the afternoon about 4 p.m. That's a high one, 2.6 feet. Low tide coming up this morning, 9 a.m. minus 2. Sunset 7:11, rising around 6:06. We do have a small craft advisory posted near Maui and the Big Island channels.
Juror questionnaires could be showing up in your mailbox soon. The state judiciary will be mailing it to about 255,000 residents across the state. The questionnaires are used to help select potential jurors who may be eligible to serve next year. Now, if you get a questionnaire, you have 10 days to fill it out and return it. If you don't, you might be penalized. And starting next year, citizens who have been convicted of a felony and are set to receive or have received a discharge will be eligible for jury duty. No arrests have been made in yesterday's early morning cyclist hit and rob in Mo'ili'ili. According to Honolulu police, the 38-year-old victim was riding his bike around 5 a.m. when he was hit by a car. Police say a male suspect got out of a car and stole the victim's backpack. The suspect then got back into the car and drove off. Officials from the Hawaii Bicycling League say the attack is unsettling and are urging bicyclists to always be aware of their surroundings.
You put the phone down and pay attention to people around you, especially when you're pulling out of an intersection. Biggest thing is just awareness.
Anyone with information is being asked to call HPD. The demand for electric vehicles continues to rise, but finding a place to charge them remains an obstacle. In June, the number of electric cars registered in the state was 26,000. That's a jump of 30.6% from June of last year. The National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure State Plan says, according to HECO, a minimum 2,200 public charging ports are needed to meet charging demand by the year 2045. The state has more than 800 ports. The DOT is working on installing 15 more charging stations statewide by the end of the year.
Right now, a lot of the federal money coming in is focused on our main corridors, so along H1, for example, where you're going to have a lot more chargers going in the near future.
For now, state law requires at least one EV charger for a public place with at least 100 parking spaces. The man indicted in connection with the shooting death at a McCully area bar pled not guilty in court yesterday. Myron Takushi appeared in court for his arraignment and plea on charges of murder, firearms offenses, and terroristic threatening. According to court documents, Takushi was fighting with the victim at the bar before the deadly shooting on July 19th. His trial has been scheduled for October 2nd. He remains in custody on $1 million bail. The Biden administration announced that the U.S. Space Command headquarters will remain in Colorado. This overturns a decision made by the Trump administration, who wanted to move it to Alabama. Officials say the decision comes after the head of Space Command argued that the move would jeopardize military readiness. The viewpoint is said to be in contrast to Air Force leadership, who said a move to Huntsville, Alabama was the way to go. The decision to move it to Alabama came in the final days of Trump's presidency. The popular Made in Hawaii Festival returns this month, and for the first time, it will be held at the Hawaii Convention Center. The 29th annual festival will feature 450 vendor booths, entertainment, chef demos, fashion shows, and even a beer garden. The three-day event will be from August 18th through the 20th. All-day tickets are now on sale for $8. Parking at the convention center will be $15. Guests are also encouraged to park at Ala Moana Center using a special 50% off promo code that can be found on the festival's website. And if you're looking for something fun to do tomorrow, iconic songs from the stage and screen will be performed during a free symphony in the park. The Hawaii Symphony Orchestra is bringing back the event to Kailua District Park at 5:30 p.m. The orchestra's new director, Dean Lamb, will make his Windward Oahu debut as conductor. Audiences can lay out a blanket or set up their lawn chair to enjoy music from classics like The Sound of Music and Jurassic Park, to name a few. We'll have details on our website, khun2.com. And again, that is happening tomorrow.
And that was your morning news. Find all these stories and more on KHON2.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Then tune in right back here tomorrow at 7 a.m. for everything you need to know with KHON2Go.